Hi, my name is Pat. Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 79, and I'll read the passage again. It's from Luke 19, verses 3 and 4. And it says, he wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. I had highlighted, he wanted to see who Jesus was. And it brought to my mind that this man had a thirst to know Jesus. Psalm 119:20 says, my soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. I have come to see that nothing comes near to the love of God for me. And when I am rooted in that love, I can truly move mountains. I can, with God's help. I understand that love. I've shared before, but it's always so remarkable to me. I've spent many years in the classroom. I'm a retired math teacher, and I taught for over 30 years. And one thing that I was certain when I came to a new classroom of kids, I could tell a lot about the parenting that they were experiencing, whether they felt loved and secured by adults. And if they did, then there was not that jockeying for space. They could be in the crowd of the kids and not feel like they had to be in the forefront of every single thing in life. They had a peace about them. And I realized that that is how it is with the Lord for me now. I know that he is, he's in charge. I also know how much he loves me. He has shown that to me. That is one reason why it's no hardship for me to be in his word. None today by God's grace. Because he has shown me that every time that I am in his word, his love becomes so clear to me. His love for mankind, and also his love for me. I get a deeper understanding of grace. And so this man right now, Zacchaeus, he wants to see who Jesus was. He has, for me, like I said, to know him has become a fire in my heart because I have seen how my life has been transformed. I've been convicted, and I'm also convinced. And the word points me to God and helps me to recognize the many idols that have been placed in my path to set me astray. And so I yearn for him, just like this man. He was rich. Zacchaeus was rich. He was a tax collector. So he had all that he needed, really. He probably had, you know, quite a lot of material things, and yet he was willing to embarrass himself to see Jesus. He could not see Jesus, it says, because of the crowd. And I thought about the crowd of people and the crowd that obstructed me at times from seeing the Lord. I've often said that I was in a church, and it was true. I was in a church from the time that I was an infant. I was, my parents were churchgoers, and they had us in church. I was also in a denomination that baptized babies, so I was baptized even as a baby. And went to church school for 6 years of my life. learned catechism, learned a lot about God, but I did not know God until I had actually gotten abstinent and realized that my abstinence was not God. It was not, being able to have a food plan and follow the food plan and have a fellowship, and that wasn't God either. That if I wanted to know God, I had to know Jesus Christ. That was the bottom line. That Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Jesus Christ is God as he wants to be known. In Colossians 1:15, it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. And so I had to drop my prejudice of being seen as one who was ignorant, and to climb that sycamore tree so that I could see Jesus better. I realize today that I climb that sycamore tree every day, that I crawl my little self over to my desk, and I get out the Word, and I read it again, even though I have read it many years now. But I know that God still has a lot of work to do in me, and I am willing to do that. The Bible says that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And I want my mind renewed day in and day off, day out. I want that. The Bible also says in that same place in Romans 12, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so I have, with God's help, been able to let go of those fears of what people think about me. Let go of the fear that people might call me names. I remember when I had a child that came to the Lord at a young age, and I remember one time he had written down that people see him as a Jesus freak or something he had written down. And I remember that. And I understand that, because even at a young age he knew that there would be people who would not understand what had happened to him. And I know that that is true too for me. People just don't get it, you know. And I have to be able to do two things. Number one is to continue doing what I'm doing, because one of the things that I know for sure about this immersion in the Word, so that I can have a better ability to see him, to climb that sycamore fig tree so that I can see him, is that it plays itself out in my food. That the more I am in the Word, the more I am really surrendered to knowing Jesus by being in the Word. My food takes care of itself, believe me, in terms of the cravings, because I know that Jesus is my delight, and I learned how to delight in him by being immersed in him. And so I know, number one, not to stop. Don't stop. Stand firm. And the other one is to not have bitterness for those who do not understand. That I need to have compassion. And like I said, that people scratch their heads, and that's not unusual. The Lord says that we will go through types of persecution, and this is a type of persecution, and it's okay. But I know also that the closer that I get to the Lord, the more I am filled with his love. Like I said, I see the love that he has for me, and he fills me up with love for other people. And he takes away that sense of competition, like I said in the beginning, that as a teacher, with a whole classroom of kids, those who weren't certain that they were loved were always trying to make sure that they were at the heap, in the front, in the forefront. They were going to get their time with me. But those who had that love, they didn't have to do that. It wasn't that big competition. And I realized that God is doing that in me. He has shown me that he has me covered. He has my abstinence covered. He has my life covered. He has my ambitions covered. He has it covered. And so I want to remember that. And so I stay in his word today to do that. I, like Zacchaeus, I wanted to see Jesus. I, like Zacchaeus, I was short. There was a big crowd in front of me. So each day, I run ahead. At the beginning of the day, I climb that tree. I want to see him. And he sees me. And I'm very, very grateful for that.